welcome to another edition of Tourism Roundup. On this week's program, we examine the five pillars for development unveiled by Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. And in our No Jamaica feature, we travel to Dolphin Cove in St. Anne. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Stay with us. The tourism industry is a key plank in the government's growth agenda as it seeks to strengthen the economy. In this vein, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett has outlined five key pillars aimed at generating double-digit growth in the sector. These include tapping into new markets, developing new products, promoting investment, building new partnerships, and the renewal of human capital. With sights set on pulling in more than $3 billion from the $7.2 trillion global tourism market, Minister Bartlett says the hope is that starting 2017, the sector will grow at a minimum of 5% per annum for the next 5 years.
This is a growth charge. It's about growing the tourism industry so as to grow the economy so that tourism can have a stronger impact on the lives of the average Jamaican, bringing value to Destination Jamaica, but more so, bringing employment and income to the people of Jamaica.
Minister Bartlett says the development of new products is critical, as this will promote further investments in the sector as well as build new partnerships. He underscores the need for Jamaican investors and entrepreneurs to position themselves as providers of input into the industry. While noting that the industry's offerings are diverse, the minister acknowledges that some areas must be further developed in order to strengthen the tourism product and brand Jamaica.
With new products, you will bring new players into the business, then new investments. That follows naturally to new product, you know, and where the money goes, the people follow. So investment is not just a tool to enhance capital formation, but it's also a marketing tool for us, so we can bring new demographics as a result of investments from various areas.
Also on the agenda is a strengthening of existing markets, particularly in North America. Major focus will be placed on the United States, where Jamaica currently derives between 1.5 and 3.5% of its combined cruise ship and stopover visitor arrivals.
New markets for us is going to be central, but the existing market, particularly the United States of America, is going to be a major area of emphasis. That's our largest market. It's the richest market in the world, and we are lucky that we are positioned as we are within an hour and a half from the richest market in the world. We must exploit this. We must exploit it to the fullest.
Achieving growth in the industry will also depend on human resource development, which is pivotal in creating Jamaica's destination assurance profile. Mr. Bartlett says this will guarantee that the experience visitors receive for money spent is provided by a trained workforce that delivers above and beyond expectations. To a place called Jamaica. And now for our No Jamaica feature. In our No Jamaica feature this week, we travel to Dolphin Cove in St. Anne. Dolphin Cove was founded in 2001 and has become a popular attraction in Jamaica. It's a marine park which allows visitors to swim with dolphins, sharks, and stingrays in a natural environment. Visit Dolphin Cove in St. Anne and enjoy the company of the interactive dolphins. We've come to the end of today's Tourism Roundup. For producer Shanari Ferron, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.